It's Michael Kerr here. You are listening to Humor at Work. So here's a weird question for you. Can a frog help hop up your sales? Or can a little humor at least help you negotiate a better deal? A study conducted by Karen O'Quinn and Joel Aronoff, I hope I'm getting that right, Joel, suggests that it can. In their study, participants had to negotiate over the final sales price of a painting. The seller made a final offer in one of two ways. Half the time, the seller said he'd accept $6,000. The other half of the time, he gave the same final offer, but this time he added a little humor into the mix by offering to throw in his pet frog. The impact of the humor was substantial, regardless of gender and regardless of the degree to which the final price was above the amount originally offered. The potential buyers made much bigger compromises when they were offered a pet frog. Similarly, a study by Dr. Paul McGee found that when a salesperson used more humor, the buyer was willing to pay a higher price. His study found that humor helped break down initial objections and created an emotional bond with the seller. And another study, described in the fabulous book Yes 50 Scientifically Proven Ways to Be More Persuasive, found that simply sending a funny, inoffensive cartoon to a person you are negotiating with creates higher levels of trust and can generate 15% higher profits. The use of cartoons resulted in shorter, more efficient negotiating times, and the recipients of the cartoons were more than twice as likely to make an opening offer that was deemed acceptable. So are you remembering to add a little bit of humor to your sales? Are you giving some humor training, in fact, to your frontline customer service staff and sales staff? Because a little humor might just help hop up your sales. And now my fun at work tip, a great idea for the majority of you this time of year experiencing summer right now, although you can do this any time of the year. A company I worked with gives employees It's too darn nice out to work right now cards that employees can redeem to escape outside for 1 hour, provided they have, of course, the freedom and flexibility to leave. Great, simple idea. Quote of the week from Ari Weinzweig. I don't know how you pronounce his name. I'm sorry. The CEO of Zingerman's Gourmet Food Company. If you want staff to give great service to staff. It really is that simple, and so many companies and leaders still don't get it. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, as I'm doing this podcast, we're creeping up onto August, which is official Happiness Happens Month. So I have added to the old website, www.humoratwork, the list of the offbeat, wacky, fun theme days that you could celebrate in your office. For example, Psychic Day, August 3rd, but you probably already knew that was coming. Root Beer Float Day, August 6th. August 7th, Particularly Preposterous Packaging Day and International Beer Day. August 8th, Sneak Some Zucchini Onto Your Neighbor's Porch Night. Like, who knew? The 10th is Duran Duran Appreciation Day. The 11th, Presidential Jokes Day. 13th, International Left-Handers Day. The 21st is Hug Your Boss Day. 22nd, International Tongue Twister Day. 27th, Banana Lovers Day. The 28th, I'm excited about this one, Race Your Mouse Around the Icons Day. So cruise over to the website, humoratwork.com, to check out the entire list. This has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.